Okay, we'll gather around. Are you guys all ready? Cause I'm about to read a really good story. And I know you're ready for this. You know what? I tell you what. We'll read a story from the Bible.
Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and on day 6 is when He birthed Adam and Eve, who was deceived by the serpent, who himself believes and also knows that God exists. He was on his left side and was dismissed. And Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. Life was good and everything stable. Then one day, evil entered into Cain. As a result of it, Abel was slain. Let's move forward to Noah's part and what happened to make him build the ark. God told Noah his intended plan to flood the earth and destroy all man. God told Noah about the flood because Noah was pure with Adam's blood. God gave him instructions and made it clear. And Noah, he built for years and years. Two by two, he filled the ark and went inside. The flood, it starts. Now we go forward to Abraham, when God told him to leave Haran. And Abram did as he was told. He was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. Abram and Sarah, they had a kid. To prove his loyalty to God, here's what he did. He used his own son as a sacrifice. He tied him down and drew the knife. The angel of the Lord told him to wait. And Abraham's known as the father of faith.
Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E.
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, and Joseph's brothers, they wanted to kill him because of the dream that he gave. They sold him to Egypt as a slave. Hey y'all, I'm running out of time, so what I'll do is abbreviate this rhyme. Moses and Aaron, the parting of the sea, God took the slaves from Egypt and set them free. Joshua and Caleb, they finished the job, and I have to mention the harlot Rahab, Esther, Gideon, Samson, and his heir, King David, Solomon, and all of his heirs. Now I have to mention the prophets of God, they were His mouthpiece on earth, his squad, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Elisha got double of Elijah's mantle. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Those three, remember, were thrown in the fire. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah. Let us not leave out the man Nehemiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Zechariah, and others before the coming of the Messiah. John the Baptist, Joseph, and Mary. Jesus was born into the world to carry our sins away upon the cross. He had a ministry filled with saving the lost. Judas betrayed him, Peter denied him. The scribes and Pharisees continually tried him. Peter, John, Philip, and Stephen. Saul is now Paul, and the word he's preaching.
Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E. Come along, take a ride with me as we journey through the B-I-B-L-E.